Good evening, sir. Welcome to the restaurant at the Radisson King. Do you have a reservation with us tonight? The thing is, it's a little late, that's all. It's almost midnight. Don't get me wrong, I mean, it's just that everyone else has gone home since it's kind of late and all. I'm afraid we only have dessert available now. I hope you don't mind or anything. Take a seat and take your time deciding. There's no rush at all. My name's Haley, and I'm the hostess of the restaurant. I'll be very happy to, look after you tonight. So, is it dessert for one? Really? Are you here on business or something? Because I'd kind of expect you, I mean, a guy like you, who looks like you, I mean, to be with someone. Well, I'll be here when, I mean, if you want me. I mean, there's no one else around at all, so you kind of have all my attention. If you need it, I mean. So, what kind of dessert do you feel like tonight? I can think of a few nice things you might like to try out. Something sweet? Hot, maybe? I mean, it depends exactly what you like, but I don't think you have to look too far. What you really want is probably right in front of you. Has anything caught your eye yet? Something you might really like the look of? Something that could liven up your night a little? I mean, there's no one else around, so maybe since I have a little time now, maybe I can make a suggestion for you. Are you feeling a little adventurous, sir? Feeling like you might want to, put your trust in my hands and let me offer something you might like? I mean, I'm only 19, but I'm pretty sure I can come up with something that'll leave you very, very satisfied. If you want to put me in charge, that is. I mean, it's only dessert after all. Who knows? I mean, maybe if we both feel like the same thing, then I could join you. We could taste it together. Sweet, hot, very intense. I really, really think you'll enjoy it a lot. So, have I managed to tempt you, sir? Has something sweet caught your eye? great. Okay, wait a sec. I have an idea. Do you want to play a game? I mean, since this place is so quiet right now and everything. It might make our little midnight treat a little more exciting. I promise you'll enjoy it. Have I got your attention? Are you intrigued, sir? Good. But look, to be honest, I really shouldn't be playing with a guest like this. I mean, you just seem like you might be more fun than some of the others, that's all. Besides, I'm upset with the manageress for making me work so many late nights, so I'm being a little rebellious. I mean, I should really be more professional, but I thought it might be fun if I blindfolded you and then let you try all the desserts one by one. That way you can decide which one you like the most. Believe me, it'll be worth it. I have everything you're dying to taste right here, and you know it. There's a lot of different types of sweet, hot, and intense, but I know I have exactly what you want. And since I know you're gonna like it so much, I think we should just try it out and see where it leads us. I mean, it can't hurt, can it? Who knows? It might even lead somewhere you really like. Let's do it. You only live once after all, right? Now, without looking at the dessert menu or anything on the counter over there, close your eyes nice and gently. That's it. Make sure they're nice and tight so you can't peek, sir. Now let me just put this over your eyes to blindfold you. This will work best if you let yourself relax completely. If you really, really trust me, you'll be able to concentrate much more and focus on all those exotic flavors you're going to try. You'll be able to enjoy them all so much more. That's it, sir. Relax all the way down into that soft, comfortable chair. Just take a little time to take advantage and allow the world to go by outside. Recline and let everything go. Allow any sounds, either close by or outside of the room, to enter your consciousness, but not to take your focus. Hear them. Acknowledge them. That's it. Just let them drift on by, as if they were floating along a river. And now you can begin to breathe more slowly, more deeply. Count to four as you breathe in. Then hold for a few seconds. And then four again as you breathe out. And as you become more comfortable with the slowing of your breath and the deepening, you can slowly increase that to 5 seconds. And then to 6. If you like, you can even extend it to 7 or 8, depending. But don't force yourself too far out of that comfort zone too quickly, sir. As you continue to breathe in and hold, then breathe out, you can feel your heart rate slowing further and further within your chest. Again, don't force it too hard. Just let the progression develop naturally. Let calm and serenity vibrate through the gentle tones of my voice and ease deep into the muscles of your body. Let my soothing care and affection gently vibrate through your ears and into the depths of your mind. Let my tenderness dissolve your anxiety and fear. Let my breath erase any stress that might be left over in the back of your mind. Let me take charge now. Let me take responsibility. That way you can truly feel that nothing matters. That the world will keep on turning without you for the next 30 minutes. So you can give yourself permission to take that time off and allow yourself to live completely free of concerns for the next half hour. Take a moment now to scan through your body, from your head to your feet, nice and slowly. Allow your focus to glide down through the center of your head, then down through your body, all the way to your toes. There's no need to dwell on any particular body part or sensation. Instead, just notice any feelings that might be there. Any tensions that might come to light. There's no need to judge those feelings or tensions. Our only goal is to become more aware of your state. All the way through your torso, your abdomen, and then down through those nice, thick, strong legs of yours. Down to your feet. And then, only then, when you find the focus of your attention down there in your feet, with your mind centered on the sensations existing within the body, can you make the decision to let any and all tensions that you found simply float up and away into the air and into the sky above you. And in the vacuum that they create within the body, you can allow a deep warming and soothing sunlight to penetrate far beneath the surface and even down to your bones. Let it soothe and warm your bones so that the heat now contained within them can slowly emanate outwards. Feeling the muscles, massaging the skin, letting the entire body relax very deeply to the sound of my voice. And as you focus on your own breathing once again, you begin to let everything outside of the room, everything outside of you and me, simply exist without you for a while. You and I are going to share an experience together tonight. A loving, caring experience, but also an intense sexual experience. I'm going to love you in every way you want me to, sir. I'm going to love you in every way you need me to. Now, beginning once again at the very top of your head, feel a lovely, soothing sensation in the skin under your hair. Let it calm your mind until no thoughts remain. Feel the muscles in your forehead relax. In the many tiny muscles around your eyes, just simply letting go. You don't need them for the moment, so you can allow them to relax all the way down. Let your eyes relax behind your eyelids. Let the muscles around your mouth relax. Let your tongue relax. Although you might need it a little later. Let the muscles in your neck relax, right down to the fibers around your spine. Deep. Deeply relaxed. Completely relaxed now. Let your shoulders relax and the muscles across your chest. Allow your back to let go of all tension. And follow that release all the way down the spine to the pelvis, where that serenity can now spread throughout the chest and the abdomen. Let your tummy relax, sir. Let your pelvis relax. Let your sexy butt relax. Let your big, thick, sexy thighs relax down so far now that they melt underneath you. And you feel nothing more except warmth and a deep, satisfying bliss. Allow that to spread now, down into your calves and into your ankles and your feet. Let your knees and elbows release all tension. Let your wrists and ankles go. Let your fingers and toes go. Let every fiber, every muscle, every tendon, and every single thought fall free. You're safe, sir. You're safe here. You're safe with me. The world will keep on turning, and you and I can enjoy all our time together. Fully. Completely, with nothing else on our minds. And now, if you're ready, if you want to, I'd like to invite you to come with me back to the calm warmth of the restaurant, late at night, where you and I are the only ones left. If you're ready to come into my world of seduction, if you're ready to enter my world of deep, all-consuming sexuality, if you're willing to let me hypnotize you, then follow me now all the way down. As I count from 10 to 1, you will fall farther and farther down. With each number, you will fall 10 times further into trance, until I control you. Until I can turn you on more than you've ever been turned on in your life. Where I can own you, have you, and make you orgasm at my will, to my heart's content.
10.
Come with me now.
9.
Deeper.
8.
Further.
7.
Fall.
6.
Fall further into trance now than you've ever been before in your life.
Every time I say the word come, it's going to drive you to orgasm.
5.
Be mine. Let me have you.
4.
Whenever I snap my fingers, allow yourself to feel a deeply satisfying and blissful sensation in the head of your cock.
3.
Come into my world and give me permission to take control.
2.
Let that sensation build the more I snap my fingers until it takes you all the way to orgasm. That's it, sir. That's exactly what you want, isn't it?
One.
Good boy. I've locked the doors of the restaurants and the lights are all the way down. We can just about make each other out in the low light, but no one can see anything from outside. We're alone together, you and I. We're free to enjoy our dessert together. So here's a little thing I wanted to try while you still have that blindfold on, sir. It's not a guessing game, so I'm going to tell you exactly which dessert you're going to taste just before I put it into your mouth. So then you can just concentrate on enjoying it to your heart's content. Trust me, this is going to be a lot of fun, sir. So, the first thing I wanted us to try is a nice, creamy strawberry cheesecake. I'm going to start by taking the fat, juicy summer strawberry off the top, and I'm going to bite into it myself. Oh, that's nice. That juice is so sweet and just a little tangy. Here, want to try? Open your mouth, sir. Let me ease this lovely, sweet strawberry between your lips. That's it. Good boy. Take a nice, big bite and taste the beautifully refreshing juice. Taste that summer tang. So good, isn't it? Now let me take some of the creamy strawberry cheesecake onto a little spoon. You know, you have a very handsome smile, sir. Very attractive. But open your mouth again now, so you can taste a little more. That's it. Feel the cold metal of the spoon against your tongue, and take it all the way into your mouth now. Taste that rich, creamy strawberry mousse. It's so good, don't you think, sir? God, I love it. I could eat that stuff all night. You'll enjoy this next one. It's a combination whipped cream and mango ice cream. Nice and exotic. I'm just going to take a little off the top of my finger here. Come on, open your sexy mouth, handsome. That's it. I put my finger between your lips until you can taste the whipped cream. But don't stop there. I thought we said we were going to have some fun. Suck my finger just a little. That's perfect, baby. Now, let's try that ice cream, shall we, sir? I'll lean in closer to you. I know that mango's just a little exotic, so I thought I'd take an inventive approach to putting this one into your mouth. I think you're gonna like this a lot. Hold on a second. Okay, ready? I lean right in now, and you feel my sexy breath against your lips. Before you realize what's happening, our hot lips are touching and I dart my tongue into your mouth. As it touches the tip of your tongue, you immediately taste the cold, tangy, and sharp mango ice cream. You feel my hand caressing the back of your head, and I passionately tongue kiss you as the ice cream melts in your mouth. Baby, I love the way you kiss. So fucking sexy. I guess you know what I want from you now. I'm just gonna unbutton my jacket a little. You know, in fact, I'm just gonna take it off. There's no going back now, is there? So we might as well make the most of it and have some fun. Let's be a little crazy and live for the moment. Fuck it, I'm gonna take off my top too. And my bra. There we go. Here, we have one more dessert to try. It's a nice, warm chocolate cake. All soft and gooey. It's the most delicious thing you'll ever taste, believe me. Want to try? Honestly, it's heaven. You'll love it. Let me lay back on the tabletop here for a moment. Come here, baby. And take that blindfold off. That's it. Now look at me, topless, and lying on the table. You knew I had big boobs, didn't you? Come on, it's what every guy notices first. I thought I'd take off my top and let you enjoy them. And what better way to enjoy a pretty girl's big tits than to lick creamy chocolate off her nipples. I reach over to the side and scoop some of that lovely, hot, gooey chocolate cake on my fingertips and begin to spread it over my nipples and a little on my tummy. Come here, gorgeous. Come and suck my tits. That's it, sir. The sexy hostess is topless for you. Lick that lovely chocolate from her big tits and suck her nipples. Yes, baby, that's so good. Tease me. Turn me on. God, I love the feeling of your tongue on my nipples. It drives me so crazy. Oh, wow, sir. I knew you'd be good with your mouth. So good. But I want more. I did say that the chocolate cake was the best thing you'd ever taste. But that wasn't true. There's better. A lot better. Why don't you take off my panties and find out for yourself? Yes. That's it, sir. I watch you reposition yourself between my sexy legs. You lower yourself to your knees and begin to kiss the inside of my thighs nice and slowly. That combination of the touch of your lips and your breath is driving my anticipation so high now. I watch as you explore around the lace of my panties with the tip of your tongue, then lick and kiss my pussy through the fabric. Oh, fuck, baby. That's so fucking hot. Your gentle kiss around my pussy is too much. I mean, I like to be teased and everything, but not by you. You're too fucking attractive. I want you too much. I'm only 19 and I can't take it. Please give me head, sir. I'm dying for you. I'm dying to come as your tongue drives me wild down there. Please take off my panties and lick my pussy, sir. I promise I'll do anything you want. Oh, that's it. Slide those panties along my thighs and down to my ankles. Watch me finger myself just a little before you give me head. Kiss me between my legs. God, I fucking love that. That's just the way I like it. Ease your tongue into me, baby. Lift my thighs up and spread my legs wide so you can fully explore my wet pussy with your tongue. Oh, yeah. So you can lick up and down. Sometimes slow, sometimes fast. Fuck. Fuck me with your tongue, sir. Lick my wet pussy. Oh, yes. Oh, shit, you're so fucking hot. Oh, you're so fucking handsome. I just want to lie here and look at you. But I have to close my eyes so I can concentrate. Oh, yes. I have to close my eyes so I can come. On my thighs. I put your hands on my ass if you want to. Just enjoy the sweet taste of my 19-year-old pussy, baby. As much as you want. Oh, shit, your tongue feels amazing as it glides up and down, then inside me, then up and down again. Oh, fuck, you're making me come. God, you're so fucking good at this. Oh, my God, yes. Oh, fuck. Fuck me. God. Oh, I've never come like this before. Oh, finger fuck me, baby. Do it, please, right now. Oh, fuck me with two fingers. Shit. Oh, you're driving me right over the edge. Lick my clit while you slide your fingers into me. Do it with three fingers. Oh, just like that. Oh, fuck. Fuck me. Oh, my God, I'm coming again. So fucking good. close up. I want to suck your cock. I come up to my feet and pull your top of your head. I can't help but lick your sexy body up and down. Wow. I can't wait for you to fuck me, sweetheart. I kiss you fully on the lips. I'm so fucking horny. Oh, fuck. I kneel in front of you and untie your shoes. Then slip them off you quickly. I go straight for your belt and unbuckle it. Then drop your pants to the floor around your ankles. I can tell through your boxer shorts that you're already hard. But when I pull them down, my mouth practically falls open. I look up at you on my knees. Fucking hell. You're the biggest dick I've ever seen. How the fuck am I supposed to fit that thing in my body? How am I even supposed to get it in my mouth? You tell me we don't have to have sex if I'm not used to it. I tell you, we're doing it. Fuck it. I mean, I'm like the wettest and the most turned on I've ever been. If I'm ever gonna take a cock this big, it's gonna be now. Let's do it. I start jerking you off, sliding my hands up and down the full length of your cock. I lean in and begin to lick your balls while I look up into your eyes. Enjoy the feeling of the tip of my tongue teasing your full balls. I know you're aching. I know how much you want me to make you come. I want to turn you on so bad. I want to do a good job. I want you to enjoy me as I love what you just did to me. I try to be as intense as possible as I slowly glide the flat of my tongue all the way up your shaft. And I lick the head now, teasing you again with the tip of my tongue. As I put the flat of my tongue under the head of your cock, you can feel all my spit warming you. You put your hand on the back of my head and gently caress my hair, looking into my eyes as I lean forward and take your big cock in my mouth for the first time. I bob my head forward and back while lovingly sucking your cock. I try to look up into your eyes, but it's hard to concentrate with a dick this big in my mouth. I keep my full soft lips as firm and tight as possible around your cock, sucking hard while I try to build up my rhythm. I'm still jerking the length of your big dick and massaging your big balls with the other hand. I rise up slyly and pick up my pace. I love sucking your big cock. Baby, I can't wait to have sex with you. But I want to impress you first, sucking your cock. So I hold the back of my head firmly and let me love you with my tongue. That's it, sir. Stroke the back of my head. Let me be your little slut. Let me enjoy the taste of your cock. Your cock soon gets really, really hard, sliding between my lips, covered in my spit. I bet it turns you on like fucking crazy to look down at a pretty 19-year-old restaurant hostess with your massive cock in her mouth, doesn't it? I stand up all of a sudden and tongue kiss you passionately, digging my fingers into your hair. I love your huge dick. I hope you enjoyed letting me suck it for you. But you're so fucking sexy and strong. Baby, I need you to fuck me right now. Lay me back on the table right here and fuck me. Come on, baby, do it right now for me. I ease back on the table and lay down on my back in front of you with my legs wide. You come straight for me, taking my thighs in your hands and guiding your great big dick into me. push slowly all the way into my witness, and I'm amazed how much your massive length I could take. Soon, you're into me all the way up to your balls, and you lean forward to fuck me in missionary. You feel my big tits pressing firmly against your chest, and we begin to kiss passionately. As you pick up your rhythm, our tongues dart into each other's mouths, and you begin to buck your hips and give it to me hard. Oh yes, baby. So fucking sexy. I love being butt naked at work, just where I should be, getting fucked by a big, gorgeous man at one of the tables. Oh, I love your big, strong body and your huge cock. Oh, you're deep inside me and enjoying all my love. But I could get in so much trouble for this. You don't want that, do you, baby? You don't want me to get in trouble? I mean, I know I've been a really naughty girl and everything. I'm being such a bad girl with you. I can't believe it. But I couldn't help it from the moment I saw you and your sexy body. Now, we're right here in the darkness of the restaurant together. We're both completely naked, and I'm taking your big dick hard. You can feel my big soft tits against your sexy chest, can't you, baby? You love being inside me. All my hot, wet love down there. You love being up to your balls in my body. You love feeling my pussy while I moan for you and orgasm on your dick. Give it to me hard now, gorgeous. So fucking hard. Oh, we're both starting to sweat. And that just turns me on even more. Oh, fuck. My wet pussy's on fire with intense sensation of a building orgasm. Fucking give it to me, baby. Fuck me rough. Round me. Oh, God, wow. The sound of your massive cock gliding to my witness is heaven. You're making me fucking come again. Oh, God, baby. I fucking love your body. I love your cock. Oh, I love your sexy kiss. Fuck your little slut, baby. Come on, honey. Make me sweat. Make me come. That's it, baby. That's it, stud. Fuck my wet pussy. Give it to me, balls deep, stud. Give it to me hard. Fucking rough. Fuck me so hard it hurts. Now pull my hair, baby. Grab my hair and pull it hard. Slap my ass with the other hand. Slap it hard. Slap my ass and pull my hair till I fucking scream, baby. I want to be able to tell all my friends that I had a gorgeous guy with a massive cock and he fucked me till it hurt. I want to be fucked so hard I can't wait tomorrow. Oh, that's it, baby. Ram your massive cock into me. Right up to your balls. Oh, fuck. Pin me to the table and pull my fucking hair. Pull your little slut's hair. Now get ready to come inside me as I orgasm with you right now. Oh, I'm fucking coming. I'm fucking coming. Oh, fuck. Fill my body right now with your sexy sperm. Ejaculate for me, stud. Fuck me and come in me. Come deep inside me. I want your orgasm. I need your cum deep in my pussy. Oh, so let it go all the way into my hot wetness as I orgasm with you. Oh, shit. I'm coming now. Right fucking now. Well, sir, I'm glad you came into the restaurant tonight. I'm glad you agreed to share dessert with me. I hope you found my body as sweet and intense as the ice cream I kissed into your mouth. It definitely was everything I'd hoped for. Feel free to come back anytime you want to. And I'll be very happy to share another one with you.